All right, if you've seen me on this channel before, you know that I've talked a lot about Donald Trump's very clear and obvious signs of cognitive decline. He is the oldest president ever, 79 years old. We've seen the bruises of his hands, the swelling of his ankles. He's rambling more incoherently than ever these days. And that's really saying something because Donald J. Trump has always, frankly, rambled incoherently. He's falling asleep during meetings, which just happened again. I'm going to show you in this video. But here's the thing. The news cycle has gotten so insane. Like, I'm, I guess, lucky enough in so many ways to do this every single day, to talk about politics every single day, which I appreciate you guys allowing me to do. The double-edged sword of that is there's so much news to keep up with, even I miss some things. And in this video, we're going to go in chronological order. We're going to do this a little differently than we normally do to talk about Donald Trump's roughly the last 10 days or so. Because this guy is not okay, and he is once again fallen asleep in the middle of a meeting. Don't worry, we will get to that. Before we do, though, really quickly, if you don't know who I am, my name is Chris Mowry. I make a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. Now, if you appreciate the work I do, it'd mean a lot if you go right down below and make sure you're subscribed to both me and Adam Mockler. I just hit 150,000 subscribers over on my channel. Absolutely insane. You guys have shown so much love lately. Truly, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. Let's hop right into this. All right, we're going to start on February 11th, which is a Wednesday. I took all the videos I'm about to show you. I plugged them in. I was like, let's do this chronological order. So let me know if you enjoy it when I do it this way. So Donald Trump is at the White House talking about this champion coal, because of course he is. What a douchebag. Excuse my language. Let's listen to him here for the first 30 seconds.
And I'm proud to officially name the undisputed, just when did this come out, Mr. Speaker, the undisputed champion of beautiful, clean coal. We have to proceed. Always, I don't use the word coal. You know, it needs a PR job because it had a bad reputation for a while. So we're not allowed to say the word coal anymore. It has to be preceded by beautiful, clean coal. Okay? We're cleaning it up. Very good.
Yeah, first of all, that makes a lot of sense. That's very logical. Beautiful, clean coal. I wonder why it has a bad PR job, or excuse me, I wonder why it needs a PR job. I wonder why it has bad PR. But obviously, in the beginning there, that went very viral, Donald Trump, and then like just literally can't speak, just stumbling all over his words. All right, that's February 11th. February 12th, after he's done rambling about coal, he decides to hold another event at the White House, also about like energy and coal. And we get this from Donald Trump.
Between immigration and because of, you know, environmental things like the windmills, which are taking over. The people hate them. The energy is by far the most expensive. And we're fighting very hard to make sure that they don't get built. I hope we don't have one built during my administration. We inherited some contracts where they've gone down the line a little bit. We're trying to terminate them for a lot of different reasons. One of the reasons, as you had mentioned, it's endangerment for the military. It's also endangerment for airliners. So we're trying to take care of those situations now. They should have never been allowed in the first place.
Okay. According to Donald J. Trump there, windmills dangerous to the airliners. It's actually a conversation we have all the time in politics. What are we going to do about these giant windmills we built because there's planes? I mean, this guy is losing his damn mind. And it's so unfortunate, honestly, that he's cognitively declining in this way, that he's such an incoherent mess. Because you can't even talk about like the sheer destruction, or there's so much to talk about, I should say, with this and all the other stuff he's doing, that we don't even really talk enough, certainly not enough, about the sheer destruction that he is partaking in of our earth. Him claiming that windmills are horrible and they cost all this money and we need to get rid of them, when none of that stuff is true. And obviously, renewable energy is a good thing. All right, so Donald J. Trump in 2 days has had two pretty big missteps. Now we're on the 13th. We're on Friday. He goes to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He's speaking to troops at Fort Bragg. Let's take a listen.
So I said, what about bringing them back? They said, sir, it would be no good. Why do you say that? The new battleship that we have, which I've seen and helped design, I put a little more spirit in the hull, a little more, give me a little bit more hull. I want that ship to look gorgeous, you know. Forget about stealth. They say, oh, it's stealth. They design ugly equipment for stealth. Well, we're designing great-looking equipment, also stealth. But I said, well, what about bringing back, sir, the new ships, the new battleships that we have almost very soon under construction will be, listen to this, 100 times more powerful than the ships that we got to see in the 1940s.
Okay. A couple things here. Again, like the stupidity is unbelievable. the stupidity combined with, it's kind of funny, I've heard this before and it's genuinely the truth, is like, if someone is genuinely like not smart, so stupid, Donald J. Trump, the president of the United States, like there's moments where you can't tell if he's in cognitive decline or he's just being Donald Trump. And that's actually a genuine worry. Like, I don't know here, for example, Donald Trump saying he partially designed an aircraft for the military, and usually stealth is ugly, but this stealth is pretty. The guy is a disaster. And here's the thing. I called one of my friends, Harry Sisson, you may know him, the other day. And once every 1 or 2 months, I make a decision to watch a Trump speech from start to finish. You know, I make a lot of videos, we watch a lot of clips, but there is moments where I say to myself, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've entered this giant woke echo chamber. I'm watching bad clips of Trump. Maybe he's not that bad. Maybe I spent too much time up here talking about his cognitive decline. Let me turn on speech. So I actually did that. Literally yesterday as I woke up, I spent my entire morning, unfortunately, getting ready, and I listened to an entire Trump speech, whatever he was talking about yesterday. It is, if you trust me at all, it is so much worse watching it for a full hour than these clips. I firmly believe that. It's so bad. It's so much worse when you watch him for a full hour. He is truly just awful to listen to. It's so hard to keep up with. And that's partly why I'm firmly under the belief, if everybody in the country was forced to watch 30 minutes of Donald Trump speaking from like start to 30 minutes in, I don't think anyone would vote for him. Or maybe they would, and that's like a whole other problem. Anyways, we fast forward the 13th. We're still on the 13th. He's talking to the press on Air Force One. Let's take a listen.
I'm sorry. Tell us about your trip to Rome, Georgia on Thursday, your trip to Marjorie Taylor Greene's old district.
Well, we have a lot of people that want to take Marjorie Taylor Greene's place, and many, many candidates, and I have to choose one. And they say whoever I endorse is going to win, but we have a lot of good candidates who want to take her place.
So you're more to peace.
So that may not seem weird to you at all. Donald Trump saying, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, blah, blah, their big breakup, whoever he endorses will win, and he's going to make a decision in that race. Seems pretty much like Donald Trump. The problem is that Donald Trump doesn't remember that 10 days prior to that, I believe that event in on the plane was the 13th or right around the 13th. He doesn't remember that 10 days earlier, he actually did endorse somebody in this race. It's my great honor to endorse America First Patriot Clay Fuller, who's running to represent the wonderful people of Georgia's 14th Congressional District, blah, 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 blah. I have no idea who Clay Fuller is, but I can guess he's just awful, just terrible for the people of Georgia as somebody who grew up in Atlanta. And so that's nice. Okay, we've gone 3-4 days. Donald Trump is stumbling. He's confused. He doesn't even remember endorsing somebody. I mean, that's a pretty big race. The whole Marjorie Taylor Greene breakup, like he's been all in on, like, we got to, you know, put somebody there who's not a traitor, doesn't remember endorsing somebody. Okay. Then we have Fox News air this on the 13th, this, you know, talk with Donald Trump. When it was recorded, I don't know, but we're going to put it on the 13th. You know, it's like roughly the night of the 13th going into Valentine's Day weekend. Let's take a listen.
And they're building AI. We know about that. We're leading China. We're leading everybody and everything. This is the greatest period of anything that we've ever seen. Plus, we have a powerful military, a great military, strong, that I rebuilt in my first term. Because I had a great first term.
Yep, the greatest period of anything ever. So that's a great, I mean, someone jot that down. There's a reason the White House, there's the first White House ever that doesn't give transcripts to the media and doesn't release transcripts when the president like talks to the press. They still do it for the vice president, J.D. Vance, but they don't do it for Trump. And it's the first time ever. They only provide video. And it's because if you read this guy, like if you have to read what he says, it's so much worse from a cognitive decline standpoint. This is the best, what did he say? This is the best period of anything ever? I'm going to start these videos and be like, guys, this is the best YouTube channel anytime ever, so bigly. My name's Chris Mowry. It's very big up here. You have no idea. The best ever. It's bad. I mean, it's really bad. All right, so Fox airs that. Again, this is like a span of 3 days. All right, now we're going to fast forward. This is the 19th, all right? So we skipped over Valentine's weekend. I don't even know what Donald Trump was doing. Probably sleeping, probably doing nothing of honestly importance, rambling nonsensically on True Social at night for, you know, the 16th, 17th. So we'll flash forward to the 19th. He's in Georgia. He's in North Georgia. And I also want to point out before we play this clip, he looks like shit. I mean, he is sweating. He is orange. It's bad. Let's take a listen.
Without tariffs, what would you do? You know what? Everybody would be bankrupt. Everybody. The whole country would be bankrupt. And I have to wait for this decision. I've been waiting forever, forever. And the language is clear that I have the right to do it as president. I have the right to put tariffs on for national security purposes, countries that have been ripping us off for years. You know what they were doing? Using tariffs.
Okay. Donald Trump, angry there, lashing out, sweating. Unfortunately for him, he doesn't know at this moment, but he does now, that the Supreme Court would rule against him because he certainly doesn't have the broad executive authority he thinks he does. Although, again, this is the largest expansion of executive authority in American history, I would argue. And Donald Trump trying to, you know, wrestle the tariff power from Congress. So he goes to North Georgia. He looks terrible. I made a video about this on my channel. I mean, it's just like a rambling nightmare. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So that's the 19th. Also on the 19th, he's in D.C. And he has the inaugural Board of Peace meeting. Whatever the hell that is. I mean, it's this Board of Peace he set up, blah, blah. He falls asleep. Okay, he falls asleep in Washington, D.C., Thursday the 19th. Let's take a look.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, can we get a replay on that? We're going to replay that with no volume, just for a second, so we can zoom in on Donald J. Trump here. This clip is short, but again, like, he is nodding off. And it's crazy because if Joe Biden, even for a second, closed his eyes, it was Fox News 24/7. He has very clearly nodded off in multiple meetings over the last few weeks. He is nodding off. And don't worry, we have photos. We have screen photos, and not just when this individual is talking, but when other individuals are talking. I mean, even if you can argue that he's not sleeping, he just, his eyes are so closed, because his eyes are looking like kind of swollen these days almost. It's not in good shape. Not in good shape for Donald J. Trump. So that's pretty much Donald Trump's last, you know, week or two. Gave you some examples every single day. It's truly an onslaught every day of shit, if I may say. But just a couple more clips to retrain your brain if you've forgotten about these. Because right now, the cycle of news is so intense and it's so fast. And for Donald Trump, he's like the only person who isn't held responsible for any of these things. And the media often just moves on from any given thing because it's an onslaught of trash. Remember this? When he fell asleep next to Marco Rubio, this was a big deal.
War started. It never would have happened if you'd been president. But this war is going on, and the president is trying to end it. Not because, listen, we got a million things to focus on in the world as a country, but he's the only leader in the world that can help end it. And that's why, even as we speak to you now, Steve Witkoff is in Moscow trying to find a way to end this war, to save lives of 8,000-9,000 people, Mr. President, as you want to know, are dying every week. More people.
I mean, you cannot argue that Donald Trump is not asleep. That's 30 seconds of just, you know, he's like, oh, they took a picture of me blinking. All right. All right, Donald. And while all this is going on, while everyone in the White House rushes around to appease the dear leader, and there's, you know, immense political fallout from all sorts of things, one of those things being the Epstein files. And while other countries watch this, they watch Donald Trump do this, they're arresting people associated with the Epstein files. And I can only imagine that countries around the world are looking at us like, what the hell are you doing? Donald Trump's covering it up. He's covering up for pedophiles. He is a pedophile or both. Like, there's no question about it. If you live in reality at all, there is no question that Donald Trump knew what was happening with Jeffrey Epstein, didn't say anything about it, and at some level helped facilitate it. There is no question about that if you're living in reality. The question is what happened after that. I think most of us, you know, would argue much more happened. And so that's why we get nothing. That's why other countries, Andrew arrested, other countries are arresting people, launching investigations into these things. Well, we have to fight the fact that the DOJ here is covering all this up. One of my favorite clips from the past few weeks, Jared Moskowitz.
Trump's name appears more times in the Epstein files than God's name appears in the book about God. Okay, by the way, this is the Trump Bible. Move over, King James. Trump's name also appears more times in the Epstein file than Harry Potter's name appears in the 7 books about Harry Potter.
I mean, that is an insane statistic, right? Donald Trump's name appears more in the Epstein files, us hearing from Moskowitz potentially a million times. A lot of that isn't available to the public because A, they haven't even released all the files, and B, so there's so many redactions that now the House of Representatives can look at, although it's taking so much time, and them telling us, like, he's in these files everywhere. We don't know why he's redacted so many times. I know why, because the DOJ just takes orders from the Orange King. Appears more times in the Epstein files than God appears in the book about God. Also, this Donald J. Trump Bible you can buy for $60. Crazy times. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I know I've made a few videos like this. If you appreciate the style I did this one in, like the chronological order, let me know. I appreciate all the love lately. Truly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. So make sure you're subscribed down below to both me and Adam Mockler. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Do something fun. And I will see you in the next video.